actually something more than was actually predicted at the, or discussed at the technical meeting. The GN guideline that's been referenced by INAC are even tighter than the guideline that was referenced by the GN in their own submission. So we would ask the board to set that standard as it's been presented by AEM and as by Environment Canada. That brings me to the conclusion of the technical portion, and I'd like to ask Ebe Scherkus, our company president, to do a final overall wrap-up of our closing comments, if that's agreeable.
Thank you. Can I have a legal, Catherine, have sworn in?
State your full name and spell it for the record, please.
Eberhard Scherkus, EberhardScherkus.
You swear that the evidence to be given by you shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for the opportunity to provide Agnico Eagle's closing comments. I think my comments are more on a personal level. I'd like to thank yourself. I'd like to thank the board. I'd like to thank staff. I'd also like to thank the government of Nunavut, DOE, INAC, DFO, NTI, KEI, and of course our employees and consultants as well. I just looked at my calendar, and today is a very special day for Agnico Eagle Mines. It's the exact anniversary, April 16th, 2007, where we fully acquired the Meadowbank project from Cumberland, so it's a very special day. But I also think that a lot has happened over this past year. When I look at the community of Baker Lake, when I look at what has been accomplished with the completion of the road, when I look at what has been accomplished on the mine site, this is a terrific project. I think when Agnico Eagle assumed ownership of this property, we made commitments that we were going to be here for a long time and that we're going to build a mine. And I believe so far in the pre-construction phase, we have maintained our word. As I mentioned last night, I think, you know, we are all on the same page, basically. We all want this project to go because we believe it will be highly beneficial to Nunavut, be highly beneficial to the people of Nunavut, and then, of course, to the people and the citizens of Baker Lake. I think where, over the past 2 days, what I have observed is perhaps on the execution and on with respect to some of the execution points, I think we are all in agreement that the land, maintaining the land, maintaining the heritage, maintaining the water quality, maintaining the environment are paramount and most important to us all. So I think I can honestly say from Agnico Eagle's point of view, we have to work on gaining your trust. As I mentioned last night, words are one thing, but I also believe that actions are stronger than anything, and we have to perform and we have to continue to earn everybody's trust. So I'd like to thank a few people. You know, we talked about resources as well over the past couple of days, and, you know, I'd like to just visually point out some of those resources by thanking our team. And I'd like them to stand so that you can just take a look at them. So as I mention their names, please stand up and remain standing. I think number one on our list, Larry Connell. Louise Grandin, our VP of the Environment. Rachel Gould. Catherine McIver. Stéphane Robert. Ryan Van Engen. These are all of our environmental professionals, not including the group that we have in our Abitibi office in technical services. Locally, we also have Michael Hackby, we have Martin Bergeron, we have Denis Gourde. From our consultants, We have Dan Walker. We have Terry Eldridge. We have Valerie Bertrand from Azimuth. We have Gary Mann from Gerber and Associates. We have, they're locally assisted by Hattie and Thomas Manick. We also have our legal counsel, John Donahue. From Hatch, we don't have anyone here, but they supported us on this project. So these are the people that really helped us with this particular application. And I can make a promise to you on the behalf of Agnico Eagle Mines, the board of directors, the CEO, Sean Boyd, and myself, that they will have all the resources necessary and all the backing necessary and support to be able to carry out the commitments that we made to you over the last 2 days and that are in our present application. So having said that, thank you very much, guys, and the board, Godspeed in your decision, and thank you for your consideration and time.
Thank you. So, applicant, are you done with this?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, I'm sorry. We're finished with our closing remarks. Thank you.
Thank you. Next party will be INAC. I will close the statement.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's Michael Nadler from Medina Northern Affairs Canada. We would like to make some technical final remarks and then some general final remarks. And the microphone will be shared by myself and Jim Rogers. So I would like to begin with one technical comment, and then Jim will follow with some other technical comments, and then I'll provide a specific comment on regarding security and then some general observations. So to begin, we acknowledge that the proponent has agreed to undertake field data collection, and modeling to better characterize the appropriate cover for waste rock and tailings, and will prepare and submit for approval a plan for this work within 1 year of the license effective date.
On the water side, and in answer to and to answer a question raised by Agnico Eagle, and as suggested to Van Wilson of Environment Canada, INAC agrees with the parameters suggested on the water quality for releases from Teardrop Lake during construction and the stormwater pond releases. Also, as also suggested by Environment Canada, INAC has made recommendations on monitoring for the proponent to improve confidence in their predictions and assumptions and give greater confidence to the board and those groups supporting the board, and for regulatory reasons. For regulatory monitoring, INAC would like the board to require water quality monitoring at sites where water is withdrawn from the environment, such as the water intake point on Second Portage Lake, and where water is returned to the natural environment, such as releases from Teardrop Lake during the construction period, releases from attenuation ponds during the project, seepage from waste rock landfills, dikes, which are not directed in either the tailings containment area or a secondary settling pond or attenuation pond. Releases from Wally Lake should also be monitored, and they should begin now because eventually you will have to